Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know our guy Pony is the blame again today for Paul Skeens? I mean, that's my angle here. Pony screwed this up. We just got done. He's on vacation. We just got done praising him yesterday because he seemed to have like his head on straight regarding, hey, I'm on vacation. I should enjoy vacation. I shouldn't be psycho about the fact that I'm missing the Aaron Rodgers on McAfee presser, because that's just how Pony is wired. This like ultra insane sports. I love this job. Pony loves this job. He's as hardcore as anyone I've ever met at following whatever the topic is of the day. Well, guess what he did? Vacation Pony at 2:22 p.m. tweets, I'm locked in. I couldn't miss this one. Vacation Pony. In his hotel suite, it looks like. Got the TV on. Presumably managed to use his, like, I assume he has MLB Extra Innings and just cast it to his TV.
It could have also
MLB
been,
Network.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was gonna say.
I didn't know if they were running this game because of the big matchup there. He jinxed it. He screwed it up.
I was hoping for a little bit more in his tweet too.
What?
I'm locked
periods?
In.
Period.
Couldn't miss this one.
I couldn't miss. Period. This one. Period.
Vacation Pony. Paul Skeens. Wednesday afternoon.
Jacob Mizorowski. Battle. Period. Of the. Period. Flamethrowers. Period.
In Milwaukee.
The student. Period. And the master. Period. Yeah, that was comparatively. It was a subdued Pony tweet. Anyway, he's the cause of this. I'll just go back to this. It's the worst skiing start I think we've seen. I believe it is the shortest outing he's had, Don. I got to double check that for Paul Skeens, but I think 4 innings is the shortest outing. I want to say, too, I was checking the YouTube comments, the usual suspects on YouTube. Hello to everybody on there today. People telling me not to pick at my fingernails. The mutant thumbnail was distracting me during one of the segments. They were saying that Greg Brown might have alluded to something along the lines of Paul Skeens might have a shorter than usual outing today. Like this might, like before the game, he was even suggesting that maybe it was going to be a shorter outing than normal. Now, Skeens, I was just looking back. His last several times out, it's been pretty consistent between 95 and 105 pitches. He hasn't had a game where he's gone a short distance in terms of pitches in a while. That still isn't what I would expect would necessarily like determine how they'd handle him. As I look through, no starts shorter than 5 innings this year. 5 1/3.
I think his debut.
Maybe.
And I think he also, it's almost like a classified as 4+.
So his
like,
debut was 4+.
In the 5th.
That's 2 innings against the Yankees, but that was by design. So if we take that Yankees game out where he just went in there, struck out 3 and 2 innings, faced the minimum, then I would say this is, in my opinion, his shortest outing. I know that very first outing, it was 3 earned and 4 innings, but this was one where he objectively did not have his best. But then I've got to like point out, Donnie, they did not help him. O'Neal Cruz probably can get to a fly ball that wouldn't drop in for a hit otherwise. I think it probably would have still scored a run, or maybe would have scored a run because a guy would have had to hold. But I think Cruz would have had a hard time. We know he's got a hard enough time apparently getting rid of the ball quickly from center field on clean catches. He did it today, but I think it was to bait a guy and then threw a strike home, and the guy didn't even try to run on him. But he didn't catch one. Nick Gonzalez airmailed a throw home to Henry Davis. This is what is so frustrating. The other team is putting their big name pitcher on the mound, their young guy. They are a good baseball team objectively around him, a team full of solid major league hitters. They get to Skeens. All right, bleep happens. It's going to happen once in a while. The Pirates have provided what I would call token resistance at best to Mizorowski. He went 5. He struck out 8. He gave up 2 hits. That's it. He was lights out. They could barely touch anything he was throwing. He walked two. He gave up two hits. It's such a bad lineup. I made this joke on Twitter, and I'll say it on the air. Mizorowski's stats should count for his minor league career today, given the lineup he was facing. Seriously. There is probably a lineup somewhere in the minor leagues that at least has comparable levels of talent to what the Pirates are putting out there. You like kind of like roll your eyes, Donnie, because that's kind of a jerk move to say that. Brian Reynolds, fine. Horwitz, okay. Gonzalez, I'm not going to lump him in. Cruz, even though he is having a miserable time of it, you still would be, he'd be the most terrifying hitter in any minor league lineup. Tommy Pham somehow has two hits, but he has played at a minor league level for almost the entirety of the year. There are dozens of better hitters in the minors than Jared Triolo. Dozens. Probably more than dozens, if I'm being honest. That probably also applies to Henry Davis. It's just what went on in Milwaukee for the first several innings, watching Skeens get knocked around while the Pirates did absolutely nothing and helped the process of him getting knocked around by just not being very good, just serves... It strikes me, and it kind of serves as a total window into the gulf and the gap between these two franchises. The season series coming into this game was tied at 3, and they're going to play a bunch more times. But there's a reason why the Brewers, I'm not going to say year after year, because there are years where the Brewers struggle, but there's a reason why, by and large, the Milwaukee Brewers over the last, I don't know, what do we want to go with here? Almost two decades now it's been, have been one thing as a team, and the Pirates have been the other. Go back and look at the Brewers the last several seasons. You ready for this, Don? This is going to bother you, I feel like. It bothers me. 93, 92, 86. I'm just doing win totals. 95. They went 29 and 31, but still made it to the playoffs technically in the COVID year. 89, 96, 86. If you throw out the COVID year, which I will, they haven't had a losing season since 2016. They went through a period there after they lost in 2011 in the NLCS where they went 83-79, they went 74-88, they went 82-80, they went 68-94, they went 73-89. Even in that realm of like down baseball, and remember the 2014 Pirates in very memorable fashion ran them down. One of the more memorable home runs ever hit was Russell Martin KOing them at PNC Park. That's an all-time memory for me in the regular season, just seeing them vanquish the Brewers in that setting. That is a stretch of 5 years where you would call it rebuilding by them to some extent. They still had two winning seasons. They only had a 90-plus loss season once. Once. They have lost 90 games once in the last 20 years in a season. And they are dealing with some of the exact same constraints that the Pirates are. And yet there are, if I count them up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the last 20 years, 6 90-win seasons. And they might win 90 this year. It would take them getting pretty red hot. I wouldn't bet on them doing it, but they might. You never know.
That's why I think they and the Guardians are like the two pretty good examples. I mean, you could put the Rays too, yeah. The Rays maybe even more so.
The Rays are the best example.
The Rays just develop so well. Like, they are so far out of the Pirates league when it comes to player development. They're not even playing the same sport. But like organizations like that, that's how you have to model your system after to try and make things work. And they just don't do it. And they don't know how to do it.
Sorry, I got very distracted. I feel like the Sportsnet Pittsburgh account here is trolling O'Neal Cruz. Believe it or not. So it's... them quote-tweeting themselves, it says, "We are family. Tommy gets the buckos on the board." And then it says, "Set up by some hustle from O'Neal," and it has three tornado emojis. I'm sorry that I'm taking a left turn here. It's Cruz jogging down the line like he thinks this like sinking liner he hit is going to be caught, stopping briefly, then turning and running at no more than, I would say, 85% speed. The ball gets away. I don't think he's getting to third base, even if he's trucking it all the way there. Set up by some hustle from O'Neal?
Well, I thought it was more, did they not have the highlight of Cruz actually scoring the run?
No, it's like the set up by some hustle from O'Neal is about the ball that dropped in, surprisingly. I'm going with the, is this serious? I think somebody in Sportsnet is trolling. What other explanation is there? He does run hard on the base hit. He definitely runs hard there. He is at no point even close to top speed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If somebody told them, like, hey, we're the broadcast, you know, home of the Pirates, the TV home of the Pirates, he's been under siege, we got to send out something positive here, maybe help out, you know, nudge, I wouldn't send that. Anyway, yeah, I just, this game kind of served to me as an example, like a microcosm of how frustrating it's been for the Pirates fans to watch this team. You have the best pitcher in baseball, which I still think Skeens is. I'm not going to let one outing like this deter me from that opinion. And just it laid bare, Donnie, how little is around him. The kind of hill he's trying to climb by himself because they have nothing to really surround him with. Forget about not having like a Christian Yelich. There's not even a Bryce Terang. There's not even a Sal Frelick here. We'd kill for one Sal Frelick in this town.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.